Hey everyone, this is the Helping Friendly Podcast. This is a quick hit from night one of MSG. Baker's Dozen has begun, and we're here with two returning guests, Mike, who's at Lawn Memo. Hey Mike, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, RJ. It's good to be here, and it's a nice start to the run here.
Yeah, and I would say that if people haven't yet, they should check out your new podcast, All In with Aqueous, which is pretty sweet. So congrats on getting that going.
Thank you. Yeah, you can check it out right at allinwithaqueous.com if you'd like.
Sweet. And also on the phone is Diana. Hey, Diana.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you were very much invited for this. actually, Mike and Diana are in the same apartment. They're just in different rooms because they both wanted to be able to express their opinions. So yeah,
we had a fight over what was the best jam last night, and she kicked me outside into the couch.
Yeah, well, we're going to get into that.
I may have crashed this podcast.
There's a lot. No, you're never crashing. You're always invited. It's an open invite every episode. So before we get into, we have a lot to talk about music and things, but first, we did ask people to submit their own audio recordings of parts of the show either before or set break or after, and we got a pretty good one, and this one is all about donuts. So let me just play that real quick and then we'll continue our conversation.
Elliot and Anna reporting from inside MSG on Friday night, July 21st. First, an update on what we think the openers will be. Anna?
Garden Party.
And Elliot's there for a big Mike song opener with the last show song, the last song of the last show being Weekapog. How about an update on your donuts, Anna? What kind of donut did you have tonight?
I had a coconut donut, but it tasted like lemon cake.
I was handed a free donut on the street right outside of one of the Ponies on 7th Avenue, and it said fish written on it in red writing on a lemon glazed donut, and security made me eat it online in front of everyone before going through the metal detector. Needless to say, it was delicious, but quick. Signing off. Have a great show. Glaze on.
Glaze on.
All right.
So I guess we should start there. Did you guys have donuts?
I did. We ran into Felicia inside, and she happened to be holding some extra donuts, so we luckily got one. I know coconut can be a kind of a polarizing flavor, but I am personally on Team Coconut, so that was a pretty delightful surprise. It was very tasty.
Nice. Awesome. Mike, you partook?
I did not. I was diagnosed with high cholesterol pretty much right before the run, so this is pretty awful for me right now. So that was a little rough, but I also did not see a donut when I walked in. I was in early, so I don't know where they were. I did eat some Ben & Jerry's ice cream, though, and it was awesome.
Right on. Awesome. So the freezer reprise, huh?
My doctor will still be angry at me, for sure. Yeah.
So what was it like, guys, going in there? I mean, obviously the anticipation for this was out of control, maybe more than anything I can remember, maybe since Coventry, but probably different results here. But what was it like going in there and the energy?
I thought it was really at a fever pitch. You know, generally during that New Year's runs, people are cold, so they're kind of not really milling about outside, but with the ice cream outside and water wheel and head count, we're all outside. Like, it was just a big party outside of the garden, and then getting inside, like, you know, I couldn't walk 10 feet without falling over a friend, and so many people and so many hugs. It was really, really something else.
Nice. That's great. What about you, Mike?
Yeah, I would say it was pretty high intensity, and I don't know, it's just, you know, it's MSG, it's New York, it's always cool, it's the epicenter of the world kind of thing, and, you know, with how they played the first five shows, you could feel that, you know, everybody's pretty pumped to see what's going to happen, so I definitely felt it, and it was pretty exciting going in, so I think it's just going to build as we kind of go forward, but it was definitely super high on night one.
Nice. And so obviously they open up with a coconut song, and I apologize for babies in the background, but you know, it's how the weekends go around here. And what else did you guys think about the first set?
Timber was amazing. Incredible
jam.
Kenny's favorite song, and he unfortunately had to miss the show last night. So I was a little sad because he missed that, but wow, that was really, really something else. Also, I'm a big fan of Pigtail, so I was happy to see that, even though they borked the beginning of it. Reba was beautiful. Nice surprise there. And then Moon Age Daydream was wow. You could have knocked me over at that point. I was really blown away. I didn't know if those Bowie songs were coming back, so I'm happy to see that. Maybe some other ones will make it back into the repertoire.
Yeah, and it was a good placement, like after that really beautiful Reba jam, to get it back up rocking before the walls of the cave. Mike, anything to add to that on set one?
I loved, Shake Your Coconuts is such a fishy thing, and, you know, this is a very fishy run with all the different crazy stuff going on. It kind of gets me feeling like the old school days a little bit, and almost like when they first went to Madison Square Garden. It kind of feels a little bit fresh and new, to be in there in the summer. It's a lot different. So like the Shake Your Coconuts was hilarious, great lyrics. I thought that was great. I thought that the set kind of struggled a little bit in the middle. Timber was certainly great, but it was very up and down, and it kind of sucked the energy out for me a little bit. But I thought the Reba, Moon Age Daydream, and Walls closing trio was super awesome. And Reba was great. Moon Age Daydream was phenomenal. And I thought it was a really strong Walls. And I'm a big fan of that song. And I thought that they really crushed the end of that. And going into set break, thought it pumped a ton of energy into there. And it had everything ready for set two. So, up and down for me, it wasn't the most complete set, but I thought it really closed like wildfire. It was real good.
Nice. And so what do you guys think? Is the no repeats thing on? Is it just going to be the flavor of the donut sort of gimmick over the next 13 shows? What were you guys feeling at set break, or have you talked about that after?
I had a bet that they were not going to repeat anything all summer, which I lost pretty immediately as soon as the show started when they went into Martian Monster. So clearly I have no idea what's going on. I think it would be fun if they did no repeats. Obviously everybody wants a tweezer. So it would be sad if that was the only one, but they
sure
certainly
would
have the ability to do it. If that means instead of a crazy tweezer jam, they'll jam out some other songs that don't usually get jammed out. I'm all about that.
What do you think, Mike?
I actually, Diana and I had talked about, and I had a little hope that they weren't going to repeat anything all tour, but that, like she said, that got crushed quick. But I do think that there's going to be no repeats for MSG. I think this is a type of thing they like publicity, and that will get picked up all over the place. Fish plays 13 nights, no repeats. I think it's a shot of Billy Joel. I mean, it's a million things that it could cover. I am very hopeful for that. I mean, I may not be the same as a lot of fans. I'm kind of a big nerd and like to hear a bunch of different stuff that haven't been played. So, I actually would be super excited to where that would lead for jams, playing all kinds of different songs like they already have. You know, they all have different types of jams that they go into. So if we get a jammed out, crazy song that like Mr. Completely the other night, I think that breeds a different type of jamming instead of just, in a box where they normally go with tweezer and mics and different things like that. So
yeah.
I hope that there's different stuff coming and that it's 13 nights of different music, but whatever they want to do, it's going to be fun no matter what. And I do think the donut theme is definitely going to be in play, just like last night with the coconut, strawberries tonight. I think, Twitter's already going nuts with different predictions. I definitely think they're going to do that. I think that's a cool thing, and they'll play some crazy covers and, last night. So
yeah,
going forward, that's what I think. And I certainly hope, I would love to see some crazy songs, a bunch of Mike songs that have never been played. And, I would love to see that. So
I keep thinking about a jammed out Plasma, which would be pretty sweet.
It's my favorite Tab song. So if
nice.
We get that, RJ, I will call you or something.
Cool. So tell me, Diana, talk about a little bit about the second set.
sure. So I actually brought my brother and his girlfriend to their first fish show last night. So first that I'm kind of explaining this song's this. So at that break, you know, I was saying, I really, you know, it would be awesome if they opened this set with Caesar. It's kind of like the quintessential fish song, you know, and it's huge and everybody loves it. So when they opened with Caesar, I was pretty stoked for a number of reasons. But yeah, they just, like what Mike's saying, continuing the Reba Moon Age Walls peaky intensity. They did not slow down. They came out of the gates, guns a-blazing with that tweezer. And then into Seven Below, that was gorgeous. I actually was talking to Snoop Katie Kate in the bathroom break. I think we were talking about my brother's first show, and her first show was Albany. So we were talking about the Albany Seven Below, and I think we kind of manifested that. I'm not taking full credit for it, but
that is awesome.
I think... But that's probably the most jammed out Seven Below that I've ever heard. I thought Billy Breathes was a beautiful little breather. And then after that three song coupling to go into Sparkle, I was just cracking up. I turned around to my brother and said, "This one's kind of silly."
Yeah, which is very typical. That's very fish.
Right, exactly. And then Everything's Right, that's a super good fit for that song, you know, a new one into Slave, classic, beautiful.
Yeah, I like
fit,
that a lot.
Susie to close it out, and then we thought that was going to end the set, and they come together for the acapella. They put the lime in the coconut. Like, I couldn't stop smiling. It was a pretty perfect set. I really don't have any complaints about that set. That's my take.
What about you, Michael? Mike? Anything to add?
Sure. I thought Tweezer Seven Below especially was very strong. Tweezer just seemed kind of effortless. Like, I didn't even feel like they were trying, and it just was so smooth naturally all the way through the jam. And it was great. I mean, it wasn't like your huge, you know, massive, everyone will remember that Tweezer, but it was great. And I think it showed off where they are as a jamming band right now, and I thought it was very good. And then to go into Seven Below, one of my favorites. I think all of the Round Room songs have aged really nicely. I mean, when I was younger, I liked them, but now they haven't played them that much. So they, you know, when they play them, I'm always super psyched to hear them. And Seven Below especially. Because, you know, the great thing about Seven Below is it's only about 2 minutes of composed, you know, section, and then they're right into the jam. So it might be 12 minutes. But there's, you know, 10 minutes of jamming in there. So to come off that Tweezer, you almost had a solid 30 minutes of jams between the two. And I thought the Seven Below was super strong, with Fishman kind of really killing it during that. And then, you know, I love Billy Breeze too. Again, I thought that was a great cool down, just like Mountains in the Mist and Dayton. I thought it was a great placement. And then Everything's Right is awesome. Absolutely awesome. I love the jam in this one. I love the jam in Chicago. That song just seems tailor-made. And another one where I just think it's like super effortless when they go into the jam. And the one in Chicago was mind-blowingly cool with some Floydian stuff. And this one just had some funk. So I'm really excited to see where that song will go in the future. And then, you know, I thought the end was great. And Slave, I thought, actually might close the set. But Susie Greenberg was cool on the top, and the place was going nuts and showed off the light rig. And then Lime and the Coconut was great. And then I thought the encore was great. Mango Song was super cool. And Good Times, Bad Times had a lot of punch to it.
Yeah, it did.
So it was strong. I thought it was really strong. The whole second set was great. And then the encore was super good, too.
Yeah, I think everyone obviously was waiting for Tweezer Reprise, or at least I was watching and waiting for that. But the there's something going on there. We'll see what happens.
I'm sure.
The acapella Coconut, I thought was really, like, on the webcast, they were really up close. And just the different phrasings and everything that all four of them were doing was super impressive. It was, like, really cool to watch. Clearly they had... It took a lot of practice to get that down, which was just cool to see. It seems like they're really invested in this, you know?
I agree. Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. It's like I grew up on that song, so it was super fun to hear.
Diana, any any last words?
No, I think I'm just, along with everybody else who attended last night's show, I'm super excited to see what they're going to do tonight. What kind of strawberry songs they'll whip out for us. MDog on Twitter, Manning422, has been searching the lyrics database, and he presented that Haley's is the only song that has strawberry lyrics in it. He did also tweet yesterday that Reba is the only song that has coconut in it. So I have a good feeling we might get a nice Haley's tonight. Maybe actually Jammed Out, give it some love for a change. And then any sort of strawberry, my hope would be Strawberry Letter 23, for the cover tonight, but you know, Strawberry Fields probably seems like an easier bet, but you know, who knows? They don't really like to do stuff that's easy or predictable.
Yeah. Well, I hope you guys have fun because, I think it seems like it's off to a pretty awesome start. And Diana, you will be on stage with us next Saturday.
I will. There's a stage?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, whether there's a stage or not, we're going to call it a stage, so.
Okay, cool.
All right, so we're going to...
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, we're excited, too.
RJ, real quick, I wanted to touch on how impressed I was with the lights last night, with the overhead lights, you know, on the roof. It's unbelievable. He lights those side ones up, and it's just crazy with the lighting rig he has from the stage. I was blown away multiple times. And I also think that this show was really good, but I think it's going to end up somewhere in the middle of where I think all these shows are going to come up. That's kind of where I think everything's going. Very good, but I think there's going to be a lot better, to be honest. So
awesome.
I think there's going to be some super memorable shows coming forward. But it was still a great show. I mean, it was a blast. Everybody had it was a very good high energy show for sure.
If this show ends up in the middle of the dozen, I'm very, very excited to see what's coming next, because I really, after that show, I was like, I couldn't have asked for a better first show to bring my brother to. He's already like, when can I come next?
Nice. That's how you want to, yeah, that's how you want to go out. That's great. Well, thank you guys for joining. And, we're going to play a little bit of the, Moon Age Daydream, after this. So hope people enjoy, and thanks guys for taking the time.
Thanks, RJ.
All right. Have fun.
Electric out to me, baby. Put your brake on my head. Press your space close to my love. Freak out in the Moon Age Daydream. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.